So today we celebrate All Saints. Today we remember the saints who rest from their labors. Today we remember the saints who touched our lives. Today we remember the saints who left us too soon. Today we remember the saints who loved us as much as we loved them. Today we remember all the saints, those we knew and those we did not. And as we remember these saints today, we have thankful hope. We are thankful for these saints, and we live in hope of the resurrection. We live in hope that we will be reunited with them and with God. And both of our readings for today speak to this hope. In Luke, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." I imagine the disciples that heard these words might have thought, what a strange thing for Jesus to say. And I imagine we who have heard these words again and again don't stop to ponder how strange it is for Jesus to say, "Blessed are you who weep." Because in the modern sense of this word, blessed, we might think blessed is to be happy. In this age of social media, we see hashtag blessed as people use it for the everyday occurrences of good fortune, luck, and happiness. But what did Jesus mean when he said the word blessed? Surely he didn't mean happy are those who are sad, because that doesn't make much sense. When Jesus says those who weep are blessed, he doesn't mean they're lucky or happy. Think about the blessing we often say at the end of our worship services. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. We hear this blessing or something similar every week to remind us that God is always with us. And that's what it means to be blessed. Those who weep are blessed because God loves them, because God weeps with them. God weeps with us. Think of the story of Jesus and Lazarus. Jesus arrives at Bethany to find his friend Lazarus dead. His sisters Martha and Mary are weeping for him. And Mary goes so far as to say to Jesus, "If you'd come sooner, my brother wouldn't be dead." And then the author of John tells us that Jesus was disturbed in spirit and deeply moved, and he begins to weep. Jesus weeps even though he knows what is about to happen to his friend Lazarus. Jesus weeps even though he knows the promise of the resurrection. Jesus weeps even though he is God, God who can and does bring the living back to life, the dead back to life. This story tells us that God weeps with us. This story tells us that we are not alone. God is with us in these moments of grief and despair. And that's what makes us who weep blessed. This is our hope. Our thankful hope also lies in the inheritance that the author of Ephesians describes. Now, as you know, an inheritance is something that has been passed down to us, something like a possession or a gift, even a trait or a tradition. Now, there's a Jewish practice in which the dead are remembered by the living, much like we're doing today with All Saints. Four times a year, Jews observe a memorial service based on the Jewish belief that we live on in the memory of those who survive us. I love that. We live on in the memory of those who survive us. Because for Jews, remembrance is very important, and remembering the dead is the most important. And rabbinical student P.J. Schwartz puts this beautifully. To remember is not only about bringing loved ones to mind, but it calls us to do things to honor their memory and the impact they had upon us. To remember is to lift up all those things the deceased have taught us so that their lives continue through our own hearts. And this is where I see inheritance coming into play. If you think about it, you have probably received an inheritance from a saint or saints you remember today. We remember these saints in our lives when we do things to honor their memory and the impact they had upon us. It's then that these special people live on in and through us. When we remember saints in this way, we live in thankful hope, thankful for them and the things that they have passed on to us, and in hope because their memories live on within us. I think of my grandfather, whose memory lives on in my brother. My grandfather was a musician, a drummer that traveled the country sharing his gift and love of music with people. In fact, he once played a show with Carlos Santana, which makes him very cool in my book. And when my grandfather died in 1997, he gifted his drum set to my brother, who still plays the drums today. I think of my friend Emily, who is the reason I am a vegetarian. When Emily died in 2009, I decided to keep her memory alive. I would become a vegetarian, something that was important to her. So I am both thankful and filled with hope because I know these two special people are alive in my heart. So think about this, friends. What has been passed down to you? How might you remember the saints in your life? How might their memories live on in your heart? We also live in thankful hope because we have received the glorious inheritance, the inheritance of being God's beloved children. And so of the saints who we remember today. This is the inheritance that tells us that death has no power. This is the inheritance that proclaims Jesus' victory over death. This is the inheritance of the resurrection. This is the inheritance that we receive. All of us, no matter what, no matter who we are. And this is our hope. So thanks be to God, for you are blessed. Thanks be to God, for you have received this glorious inheritance. Amen.